stories from the week before. And we got some entertainment. We got some actual news this time. Some things that you could say are a little more important than just, you know, Logan Paul in WWE. So yeah, let's start off with some like actual kind of news. I saw something interesting that has happened recently, that a law was passed in Illinois requiring parents that use their child's likeness on social media, if they gain revenue from that, they are required to share a cut of that, which I think is amazing, because there have been a lot of child influencers in the past couple of years, especially on YouTube, that have been taken advantage of by their parents, and their parents have made millions just from their child being on camera. And it's something that's been exploited. And yeah, I think that's a really big move.
And you can see some of those kids who've grown up now, and they realize it, and they're like, oh, I did not have a good childhood because I was exploited for money.
Yeah, like some of these kids, you can't even imagine some of the stuff that they're like gonna write about when they're older. You know, like Ryan's Toys Review, for example. He's gonna be able to make like a whole documentary when he's done on the internet. And now we are finally joined here by Big Nelly. How are you today, Big Nelly?
I'm doing fantastic, bud. I'm glad to be here. I'm really excited. Yeah, you're talking about, you know, likeness, like, you know, likeness on social media, child's likeness on social media, you know, parents using, you know, their kid for, you know, money on social media. And but yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. It's really surreal. A law is being passed in Illinois, which I think that's pretty cool, that now the kids can get a little bit of the profit from, you know, them being, because I feel like they definitely should, because they're on, you know, on camera, and the parents are using them on camera, and they're doing all this stuff and, you know, trying to become popular. You look at the, what's the actor from Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. Yes. And how he was kind of forced to act, and all the money that he made went to his family, and he hardly got any money, and his dad really pushed him to, you know, act, and he was very uncomfortable with it. He was at the point where he's like, I don't really like acting or doing this, because he wasn't doing it for fun. It was kind of, he was doing it for the money for his family, and he wasn't getting any profit.
It was just a job for him at that point. Yeah. And then a couple of years after Home Alone and all of that, once he was done with acting, like, he was left with all the fame and none of the profit, which I think is... Not very.
It's very sad.
A lot of like very sad, yes. Young actors' parents do that too.
Yeah,
like some of the Disney Channel actors who were kids.
Yeah,
they've had the same thing happen.
And Disney
them.
Channel actors are
you looked at the Saved by the Bell cast as well.
Yeah,
they weren't hardly paid whatsoever. They were on TV, of course. I mean, it wasn't so. I mean, it's all media. But they weren't hardly paid at all, and they were, yeah. I mean, teenage actors, and they had to, you know, you look at actor Zach Morris, he had to dye his hair blonde every time because every shoot he had to, and it's just, and they weren't, you know, a lot, they weren't all treated fairly, and they weren't hardly paid whatsoever.
But, yeah, so I feel like that's a pretty big step in with this new whole wave of making money off of the internet. I mean, I know it's been around for a while, but it's still relatively recent. We're still all probably figuring it out. So I think that's a pretty big step. Anyways, we're going to go on to a Mega Millions player won $1.58 billion.
I mean, I wish I could have won that.
Just from the Mega Millions lottery, they won $1.58 billion, the most in the game's history, which has been around for quite a long time. And I just think that that's absolutely ridiculous. You're becoming richer than some of these mainstream actors and singers and all that just from purchasing a ticket.
How
it's ridiculous.
How many tickets did they buy?
No clue. Probably a lot.
Because some people spend like hundreds of dollars on tickets when it's like this.
Yeah, like there's that movie, or I think it's a show or a movie that I saw or that I've seen clips of with Bryan Cranston, where they bought like 20,000 tickets.
It's,
or something.
It wasn't there like there were older people and like they were retired and they were trying to think of the actor's name who plays Dwight Schrute.
Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson, yeah, he was in that movie, and they were buying all these tickets because, to basically cash in and win the bank.
I feel like Rainn Wilson also, he was a gas station cashier in that movie, but he was also like a gas station cashier in Juno.
Yeah.
So he's pretty much like known for Dwight Schrute and every gas station clerk you can imagine, plus like that dude from that one Rob Zombie movie.
Rainn Wilson's great.
Rainn Wilson's great. You gotta love Rainn Wilson. All right. Let's see. UPS drivers now, because, you know, we get a lot of our stuff through online shopping. I know I do. I know my parents do.
UPS, yep. American Postal Service.
Oh, yeah.
I swear, there's like a package at my door every day.
Yeah, I mean,
Amazon,
FedEx. FedEx shipped my TV a couple months ago, and it ended up coming broken.
Oh.
That's rough.
So I had to return and buy a new one. That was awesome. I didn't get it delivered the second time.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a bad choice to begin with. Anyways, UPS drivers are now making $170,000 per year.
$170,000.
Just
that's
from,
a lot.
Just from what I read, UPS has announced that they are going to be paying their drivers $170,000.
Well, my mom needs another job. she went to college and went to IU, and she works at the VA hospital. Mom, if you're listening out there, hop on that UPS train, you know, because they're making $170,000 a year. And I also, you know, I mean, they do a lot as well, but that's something that, like, there's been people that get college degrees, like, to be, you know, in the health industry, nurses. You know, my mom's job, she ain't a nurse, but she works at the VA hospital. She kind of, like, does all, like, the gets, like, the testing and, like, runs all the files and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She works in the eye department. I wouldn't say she's an eye doctor, but she's definitely in that field. But, like, $170,000, that's more than some of the people that went to college and they're doing their careers.
Yeah, it's part of it says here that the CEO announced that they will be making an average of $170,000 a year annually, including pay and benefits.
Oh, wow. It's
like a 5-year contract agreement. There were like negotiations to secure new contracts. Yeah, so full-time workers will see their compensation rise from about $145,000 to $170,000 over 5 years. Mm. Part-time workers will be going to a minimum of $25.75
per
hour.
Mm-hmm. I might have to get a job there at UPS.
Let's go work at UPS.
My Uncle Don worked at UPS.
Then UPS drivers will also receive $50,000 in benefits with welfare, or covering health, welfare, and pension contributions. So, yeah, a lot of money for the UPS drivers here. Let's see. Obviously, I think we've all heard about the stuff going on in Hawaii with all the Maui wildfires.
Yeah,
that's
awful.
It was terrible. I was standing right where it happened like a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sad to see. I really do hope all of that can be resolved within a timely
manner.
It's
like the worst fire in U.S. history.
It's ridiculous.
It's like, I believe that's what it...
That's what
you might have to fact check me on that.
That's what it said on YouTube.
That's what I believe it was the worst fire in U.S. history or during, like, some type of era. But I know the...
Didn't it also destroy, like, the biggest tree in the U.S.?
It's something like... It's the worst natural disaster in Hawaii history and the deadliest wildfire in the U.S.
That's
one of the deadliest on record, but not quite the top spot but the top spot in the last century, yeah. So, yeah, that's really sad to hear. My heart and thoughts go out to all the people in Maui and all the people that have lost their lives in Maui. It's really a terrible situation.
Yep.
I know a lot of celebrities have contributed to it, but it might not be enough. So I think some of us should be able to do our part.
What was the cause of the fire? Do we know what the cause was? Or
I don't know, but my dad was thinking there was a hurricane down south, and he thought maybe it blew over a telephone pole there, and the climate in that area is so dry.
Dry conditions and strong winds.
Yeah.
Well, global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Global warming have anything to do with it?
I'm not seeing anything here.
Obviously global warming's huge. I mean, you look at how, you know, the polar ice caps and are melting.
Like you said last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, terrible situation.
It's kind of like California. It's just like it's so dry.
Anything can catch fire. Fire. Just look at it.
Like the islands, like when I went there over the summer, the island, like half of it is like really dry, and then you drive to the other side of the island and it's a rainforest.
Yeah, like I've seen before and after pictures, and it's really
sad.
It's something. So we're gonna go into a little bit lighter news here. A 13-year-old soccer player is going to become the youngest pro athlete in American team sports history. What were you doing at 13 years old?
What was I doing at 13 years old? Well, I was in middle school.
Yeah.
I believe I was in, I had to be 7th grade. Yeah, 7th grade.
I was in 12th grade.
Wait. I'm trying to think. No, if I'm 12, so, okay, 1st grade, and then 6th grade you are... Isn't that because you're 11 to 12?
Yeah, I was 11 in 6th grade.
I know, I've...
And then you... But I turned 12 in February, so
I,
then...
I know, I turned 13.
I turned 13.
In May of 2020. So, yeah, 7th grade.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. I'd have been 7th grade.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I was going to school, you know, getting all my assignments done.
You're telling me you weren't playing for a professional soccer club?
Nah, man, I wasn't that good.
Whoa.
I mean...
You're slacking.
I know. I'm called Big Nelly, but I wasn't that guy.
So when did this kid start playing soccer?
13. I mean... That's awesome.
He had to have been playing for a while.
So what... Do we know what team or what... Yeah. Is it just what... Like, is it professional team?
It's a professional team. I just don't know which one. 13-year-old pro... his name is Davion Kimbrough, and he is signing a contract with the Sacramento Republic.
Wow.
Which is a second-tier league championship of the United Soccer League.
Wow.
Which, I'm not going to lie, I don't know what that means. I don't pay attention to soccer.
Nope, I'm a... Nope.
I'm not into soccer, so...
But he did...
It's still really cool, though.
He did... score 27 goals in 31 matches.
Wow. For 27 goals?
An under 13 team in 2021 when he was 11.
That's impressive. Wow. But you also have to look at, you know, okay, so you look at athletes in general. I'm going to make a NASCAR reference here. So these kids that, you know, start out and they're still in high school and they're rushed up to the Craftsman Truck Series. And they're just put in a car, and they're expected to perform right away. It's like, you know, if you're not performing right away, you have high expectations. You're going to lose your seat on that race team. And it's been, you know, a big thing when it came to Toyota. Like, Toyota Racing Development, they throw their drivers in right away. And it's like they wouldn't, you know, it's like if you don't perform, you're losing your seat. And that's a thing that happened at Kyle Busch Motorsports. I know this is nothing about soccer, but like a few years ago with Todd Gilland, he wasn't performing, and Christian Eckes.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're done. You're out. I mean, Kyle Busch, two-time NASCAR champion, Cup Series champion, won a ton of races in Xfinity, has most all-time wins in NASCAR Xfinity Series, ton of Truck Series wins, Cup Series wins. I mean, his career I mean, I'm failing to mention so much because he's accomplished so much in his career and he's still racing. But you also have to look at, like, you don't want to rush these kids in too soon because, you know, they're still, I mean, they're still in high school. Like, he's not even out of
middle school. This kid's not even out of middle
school. And it's like, it's just like, you know, you got to, like, I mean, they have a lot of other responsibilities as well. It's not like they're adults yet. I mean, they have to do school and, I mean, they have to, you know, they have a lot of other stuff going on. And they're trying to live their lives as well and be a, you know, a teenager.
Try and be kids, even though they're pro athletes. It could be
like what we were talking about earlier. It could be like the other, like the child actor stuff where parents are trying to get profit off of it too.
I feel like their parents definitely have some say in what goes on with the child's lives and probably more than I'm actually saying. But yeah, like there's a kid my age who's the like number five prospect in all of baseball.
Really?
He's 17 years old. He just turned 17. He's in single A, or he might even be in double A, in the Padres minor league system as a catcher, and he's already the fifth highest prospect in baseball, and he is 17 years old. And it's just ridiculous how much hype these guys get at such a young age, to think that, you know, maybe later in their careers or even earlier in their careers,
it's like a sink or swim situation. It's either,
that's kind of like,
it's either you're going to flourish or you're not.
Yeah, like it's kind of like after 1 year, these teams signing.
Just give up. They'll just give up.
Or no, like even some teams, after one good year, they'll sign these players.
And just be like, okay,
for like 8 years and like $200 million. Like, I know they did that for my favorite MLB player, Julio Rodriguez, and he's...
But he, like...
He's still been good, though.
Yeah, he's... I mean, potential's there. I'm just saying, like, you know, look at, you know, just sports in general. It's like, okay, we're just going to give up on you. Well, yeah. I mean, you look at what happened to, you know, Brandon Ingram and, you know, Los Angeles Lakers. And when, they traded him to New Orleans, and he's balling out. It's like,
doing great.
New change of scenery. It's like, you know... Why'd you get rid of him? It's just like you just can't give up. I mean, you can't. I mean, you know, everyone has their slumps and their bad days. It's like, and the organizations and teams are just like, okay, well, you're done. So we're giving up. And then you look at Jordan Clarkson as well. I mean, how much he had to grind and, you know, develop, and he's balling out with the Utah Jazz. I know this is not a sports show. I'm just trying to, you know, put my references and my points out there.
No, completely understandable. I get it. Anyway, so we're going to go back to a little update for last week's story about the Mark Zuckerberg versus Elon Musk.
Let's hear about that.
Musk v. Zuck. We've got a little update. So apparently Mark Zuckerberg canceled the fight.
What?
He canceled the cage match, saying that Elon Musk wasn't serious about it, and he was like, oh, he's making excuses. He needs to get surgery. He needs to do all this stuff. So I'm not going to fight someone that's not taking this seriously. So he I don't know if it was on Threads or if it was on Facebook or whatever, but yeah, he publicly said, Elon, you're done. So he canceled the cage match after they had already, like, talk to, like, Roman officials about putting it in an epic fight location and all that. But then just yesterday, I think this was just yesterday or on Sunday night, Elon Musk posted that he actually accepts the challenge and he's done making his excuses and he's ready to fight when Zuckerberg is. He doesn't need surgery. He wants to go in there. So we could still be seeing it. It still could happen. And even if we don't, Mark Zuckerberg says he still wants to fight.
It sounds like he's the one making excuses now that he's canceled it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So, So we'll see where that goes. I hope it happens. I would totally pay for that if they have to pay for it. They're going to be they would be live streaming it on X and on Instagram. But probably behind like a paywall or something, which I would definitely pay to see that happen. But yeah, so speaking of big business people, Mr. Beast, YouTube star Mr. Beast, who's elevated into a whole bunch of different brands with his chocolate bar brand, his restaurant, all this other stuff. He's done so much. He's being sued for $100 million.
Isn't that by, like, the restaurant? Because the food was so bad, so he's like, I'm stopping this.
The restaurant that he founded, Mr. Beast Burger, actually, it's like a ghost kitchen business, so they don't run out of their own locations. They run out of other kitchens, and then they only do, like, online orders. It's something that's become more common.
A lot of different celebrities do it.
Yeah, but... He's one of the first to do it, and the company was getting like complaints about it being shocking and appalling how bad the food was, because the companies weren't taking it serious, and the company that actually supplies all of these restaurants with stuff to make Mr. Beast Burger, I guess, gave like them bad ingredients, or gave all the restaurants bad ingredients to save a profit. And Mr. Beast caught wind of this and sued them for I don't know how much, but he sued them for something. Then the brand clapped back essentially and said, no, you're the one that's neglectful in all this. You're the one that's going to pay us. And now they're suing him for $100 million. We'll see how much they actually get, because I don't think they're actually going to get $100 million. No. I don't think even Beast Burger is worth that much, based on the fact that it was definitely popular for a while. I know that they supply it. Like, I was in Kansas City, and I went to a Royals game, and I know that they have Beast Burger at Kauffman Stadium.
Beautiful stadium.
Did you try the Beast Burger there?
I did not, but I have had Beast Burger before. My dad didn't like it very much, but I thought it was pretty good.
I saw videos of it. I never found it to look that appealing.
I mean, I get it. But my dad was a little mad that they don't have fries. But they definitely do, just not at the location we ordered from, I guess. So he's being sued for $100 million, which is just ridiculous. We're gonna try to keep a rhythm here. Try and connect things. We're going to go over to another food brand.
Okay.
Raising Cane's.
Ooh, what about Raising Cane's?
Okay.
They got a global flagship location, essentially, like the biggest location they have in the world, in smack dab in the middle of Times Square, New York City.
I've been there.
Yeah, me too. It's beautiful it's great. Place.
I want to go there.
But
so
I
bad.
Will say something right now that might be controversial. I think Raising Cane's is very overrated.
I agree. Sorry, I agree.
I probably would agree with that.
Chicken's pretty good, but for what you're paying, and they only have, like, how many sides? Like, one side?
They don't even something have barbecue
like sauce. Just fries. Like, it's like, I'm like, are you serious right now? Like,
yeah. I mean, I haven't had it personally. I've been meaning to. I just haven't gotten around to it. But
I mean, I like it.
It's probably good, the global flagship location in New York is ridiculous. Like,
it's huge.
This thing's, I think it's multiple stories. Wow. It's ridiculous.
Why? It's crazy.
Like, how much Cane's do you need? Are they going to add more things to their menu there?
Probably they might not. Have, like, some, I mean, like, different locations have different things. Like, if it's, like, you know, this big global, you know, location in New York City, Times Square, I mean, it might have a ton of more items on there. You just never know. It's just, like, it's just certain restaurants. It's different in different states and different locations.
Yeah, I mean, it really all depends on what Cane's wants to, or what Raising Cane's wants to do with all of that, depending on if they want to add new stuff to the menu just for that location to draw more business up there, because I'm sure they spent so much money on that. Just to get a restaurant in Times Square is probably a ridiculous amount, and then make it multiple stories.
Go big or go home. Yeah. I mean, and there's no better place or bigger place to, you know, have your global location, in my opinion, in the United States, other than New York City.
I mean, it's really...
In L.A. The Big Apple, I mean...
Do you think it will work there?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, when I was in New York, I mean, there's a ton of people going to Chick-fil-A, Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, it's Starbucks.
Giant McDonald's location.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a ton of places to eat in New York. I was there for the IBS Awards. I was a finalist. Me and Maxwell Gilley were. But, I mean, we walked down to Chick-fil-A from our hotel. I mean, there's just, I mean, it's, everything's just bigger in New York.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, that's what people say about it. Everything's bigger in Texas. But I'm just saying, it's New York City.
So right now I'm looking at some pictures of this, and it's not two stories. But it is 8,000 square feet.
Yeah, that's huge.
So it's
pretty big.
It's ridiculously large.
Can I see pictures?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of these things in here, they've got...
Is that chairs?
They have, like,
are those
bread
like
chairs?
They're chairs that are shaped like their iconic bread.
Bread, yeah.
And they've got just a whole bunch of New York and Canes merch and all that. But, yeah, so new global flagship location. I know if I go to New York, I probably might stop there, not going to lie.
Ooh, you know, you get nominated for the IBS Awards.
Oh,
yeah.
I got to get there. I got to step up my game.
I think I would just go there to sit on the toast couch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that would be hilarious.
That's funny.
All right, so moving on to another big business story.
Sweet.
Stuff that costs a lot of money. Saudi Arabia is making a giant mega city called The Line that costs $1 trillion.
Hasn't this been talked about for a little while now?
Oh, it's been talked about for a little bit, but it's finally under construction. They're actually doing it. Obviously, with everything that costs a lot of money, there's speculation. I don't know if places will actually do it. They're actually doing it. They've broken ground. They've already dug out the whole trench, I think. And yeah, it's going to be a whole mega city.
We're going to live like ants.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, there's going to be like stadium. There's like a, I think I saw like renderings of it, and there's gonna be like stadiums and skyscrapers and all this other stuff, and it's gonna cost $1 trillion to get done, probably even more than that, I'm not gonna lie, because there's no way you can just build a whole giant city or state-of-the-art city with $1 trillion.
I mean, now they're hosting an F1 race in Saudi Arabia now, so they've been racing there for the past few years, but I mean that's got to help as well, bring a lot of fans to watch Formula One, and Formula One's such, I'm not saying this has anything to do with Formula One, but it definitely could possibly, it's definitely, Formula One's a global sport, so, and I also think the soccer as well, I mean soccer out there, and just, they want a new city, I mean I got the money, so.
Yeah, I mean, Saudi Arabia is, like, the richest country in the world by far. I don't think it has the highest, like, average salary, but they're definitely, like, the richest country in the world. I mean, it's not even close. I've seen, like, or back in the day in, like, 2017 when I would watch all these vlog channels,
it's one of the highest... when it comes to economy, countries with money.
I mean, from those vlogs or whatever, I know that everywhere they look, there was a Lamborghini and a Rolls Royce and a Bugatti and all this other stuff.
It just looks very expensive.
Yeah, and people decked out in Gucci and
people
Louis
love
and
it.
All this stuff.
People love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a rich country, so they definitely have the money to be doing this. I mean, even if it is $1 trillion, they've got the profit. They've got the funds. They've got all of it.
Wonder how much they made off the Formula One races.
I mean, probably a good amount.
True.
Let's see. All right, from Saudi Arabia, how are we gonna move from Saudi Arabia? I've got a bunch of stories written down. I'm trying to figure out how to mesh them all together. All right.
You always just take a break and then come back if that's easier for you. But it's up to you, dude. Whatever you want to.
Hey, I found some. All right. Speaking of building things, it's gonna be my line. Speaking of
building, more building things. Okay.
More building things.
Where at?
At the Staples. Well, I don't know what it's called now, but the Staples Center is what I'm gonna call it.
It's where Los Angeles Lakers and Los Angeles Clippers play basketball.
Yeah, and the
Lakers.
The Lakers.
Yep.
The Lakers are building and revealing a statue of Kobe Bryant and his daughter.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Died in a plane crash a couple years ago. They're going to be releasing, or they're going to be revealing and making that statue. Or no, they're going to make it beforehand.
Yeah.
But they're revealing it on August 8th, 2024, which if you put all the digits together is 8824, making it Kobe's number. I know it was Kobe's number.
You have 8 and 24.
8 and 24 for Kobe's number, and then Gigi's number was 8 as well, for her.
Yeah. Yep.
For her leagues that Kobe would coach. So yeah, I mean, obviously he's a legend in the NBA. He's a legend in all of sports.
Motivational as well. Role model, yeah. With motivation.
That Mamba mentality, all that.
I remember I have so many pairs of Kobe's. It's crazy. But I remember when I was like as a middle school, I would ask my dad, "Hey, can I get a pair of Kobe's? Can I get a pair of Kobe's?" I have like these white with gold, I have these like they're like black with yellow.
Yeah.
And then I have the other pair were kind of looked like snake skin shoes cuz mama mentality, but yeah. I mean, he's my second favorite NBA basketball player of all time. It's just like
Number one?
Michael Jordan. Okay. No doubt. That's Michael fair. Jordan, no That's doubt. Fair. But Kobe's definitely, I mean, you know, role model. I mean, coming out of high school, I mean, he was like this, he wasn't really seen as this, you know, big prospect. Lakers, he was technically drafted by the Hornets. They traded him to the Lakers, and he really just grinded, and it just played out for him, which, I mean, five-time NBA champion, couple of MVPs.
81-point game with his grandma in the audience.
Yep.
But, yeah, so I think that's a really cool gesture by the Lakers. I mean, obviously.
He deserves it.
Yeah,
most definitely.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, he deserves it more than anyone else in that franchise.
I mean, also, his wife, and he had another kid at home as well, believe. So,
Which
helps. I mean, I bet the wife has. I mean, obviously, the wife, you know. Must be still. I mean, I would still be tragically sad, and you know, you're dealing with that loss. But that totally. you gotta feel, you know, somewhat better because now Lakers are trying to pay their respect to Kobe Bryant and, you know, be remembered for his career on and off the court.
Yeah, and I know, speaking of his wife, she's been really strong throughout the last couple of years.
Yeah, she wanted to bring back the Kobe series to Nike. They're gonna bring it back.
Oh,
yeah.
I know that she's. Trying or that even though he's, you know, not alive,
just continue on his legacy.
Yeah, she's trying to continue his legacy even if these brands are trying to shut it down. Like you said with the Kobe series of Nike, I know that they were going to try and discontinue that, but she was like, no, I want to carry on his legacy. So she's been really strong in that for the last couple of years, and she's probably going to be really strong in that for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Continue on his legacy, make sure that the NBA and all of his loose ends are all continued.
The NBA
on.
Also, I've heard that they're changing their logo. Maybe it could be. I mean, Jerry West. I mean, he's one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He's been the logo for
forever.
Maybe that's gonna be could be Kobe Bryant. Could be that would make sense.
That would be my guess. Yeah, either him or Bill Russell. Bill would Russell. Probably be my guess. Just because both of them have passed away recently, like in the last couple of years. So I would say it's probably going to be either one of them, or maybe they'll do like the Michael Jordan Jumpman.
Yep.
But other than that, I don't know who else it would be.
True.
And then this is a little bit of a dark turn. Speaking of death, I guess, DJ Casper, who is famous for his song, The Cha-Cha Slide.
Oh, I heard about this.
Tragically passed away the other day. He passed away in his 50s. I think he was like 58 or something like that. But yeah, he had a long battle with cancer. I feel like I get very morbid sometimes on this show, and it's only been 2 episodes. But yeah, so that pretty sad. I know... He didn't really have a whole lot outside of the Cha-Cha Slide. But even that song in itself is so unbelievably iconic that it just makes him an icon in general, even if he didn't have that much afterwards.
The Cha-Cha Slide is like a classic party song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's even played at school events.
Dances.
It's play or I went to like a Mormon prom with my friend Sarah. Shout out to Sarah. But yeah, and they played the Cha-Cha Slide there at Mormon prom. Like it's everywhere. Like, I think every party I've gone to, whether it's a wedding or a wedding or a school event or Mormon prom or whatever, that song is just so iconic. I mean, obviously, again, he didn't have a whole much else that I know of, at least. But, yeah, still a very iconic song, making him an iconic artist. So, yeah, rest in peace to him. It's very, very sad. But speaking of, like, kind of hip-hop music, 50 years of hip-hop has been this last couple weeks. I know that there have been a lot of celebrations, like 50 years of hip-hop has released, like, top 50 artists for, like, each kind of, like, major city, like L.A. I know they named Jay-Z as the number one rapper from New York, which I don't agree with, but it's fine.
For New York?
Yeah, for New York.
No, Notorious B.I.G., No doubt. I'm sorry. I mean,
yeah.
Jay-Z has great hits, but they love Notorious B.I.G.
They had, like, Notorious B.I.G., or they had Notorious B.I.G.
So, what
second.
About Tupac? Is he gonna be, he's California.
I yeah. Mean, he's got to be number one in the California list, right? I mean, I don't know who else it would be. California, top 50 rappers. Just going to do a quick little Google search here. All right, well... Yeah, here we go. Top 50 rappers each for 1 year of hip-hop. Okay, so these just aren't in order. These are just... Okay, never mind. I can't find the official list. But, yeah. There are so many iconic rappers from New York, and I just think it's a little weird that... As much as... Again, Jay-Z is great, but number one... I don't think so.
All-time favorite... rapper of all time. Yeah. All time. Who's your favorite?
I've got a couple, but right now at least, because my taste changes quite a bit, but right now I would say mine is Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar, all time?
Just for me.
Just for you. Lorelai?
I don't listen to rap. I can't answer this question.
just say Kendrick Lamar. It's the right answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Mine?
It confirmed it's Kendrick Lamar.
I'm an old school, old soul. You know, I love 80s music, 70s music, 60s music, 90s music. I do.
You gonna go with the Sugar Hill Gang here?
No. I see, it's gotta be Notorious B.I.G. of all time, in my opinion. Yeah. I love his music.
That's
Ice Cube.
So valid. Oh, Ice Cube.
I love Ice Cube as well. LL Cool J, Bone Thugs and Harmony. I mean, they got so many great artists.
Yeah, I mean, just...
I really... You know that one... Snoop Dogg. I forgot about Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
You know, he just had a concert here. A couple weeks ago.
Oh, Snoop Dogg, yeah.
Yeah, I wish I could have been able to go.
I think 50 Cent is having a concert over here in a couple weeks.
I remember when he came over and he was sitting next to... 2022... Indianapolis 500 champion Marcus Erickson. They were just sitting by each other, and he was wearing the ring. It was
that
awesome.
That is the most random pairing ever.
Very
that's funny.
Random.
I think Will Ferrell also. I know Will Ferrell was here as well because he was shooting a show at one point in Beach Grove, and he pulled up to a Pacer game.
I got a friend that just recently graduated who went to the Sugar Factory in Indianapolis for his birthday, and he actually or and. 50 Cent walked into the restaurant.
Yeah, it's a very celebrity, like, it's popular by celebrities.
He
asked for a picture? He asked for a picture?
Oh, yeah. I think I took a screenshot of it. Let me find it real fast. But, yes, I know I was super excited I know I was super excited for him when that happened. Just jealous that he didn't invite me, but it's fine.
I went there. I think I went there over spring break.
I've never been, but
I've never been either. I heard it's really expensive.
It is.
Yeah.
It is the food. It. I feel like it's a bit overrated.
Overrated.
My mom got like the Snoop Dogg drink.
The Snoop Dogg.
Snoop
for Snoop,
like,
baby.
Snoop Dogg made it. It was actually pretty good. There was like these little lemon candies that came with it, but I got like this fondue, and it was
not
good.
Not it.
No.
Oh, I know it's around here somewhere. Oh, here it is. Yeah, just straight up met him.
That's sick. That is so cool.
I think they were doing probably voice acting for that new movie. Aren't he and Will Ferrell in that movie Strays or whatever?
Yeah, new dog movie. Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Isn't also trying to think of his name. No, Kevin Hart. Yeah, I thought Kevin Hart was in it too.
Oh yeah,
Kevin Hart. Yeah.
Here, let me.
I was about to say Chris Pratt, but
now I have no service. That's outstanding.
Yay.
But
okay, here we go.
It's gonna be a great movie. I'm gonna definitely have to go see it. It's supposed
Jamie
to be
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, Jamie Foxx. My fault. No, Kevin Hart.
It's not letting me click on the cast list. Okay. What the heck?
But I definitely know that Will Ferrell's in it.
Jamie Foxx, Will Ferrell, Will Forte, Isla Fisher, Randall Park, Dennis Quaid. I'm not seeing Ice Cube in here.
Jay-Z?
Not Ice Cube.
Jay-Z?
50 Cent. I'm not seeing...
No, yeah, 50 Cent, my fault. Jeez.
Yeah. We are all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing him in here, so I don't know why. Interesting. I guess we'll see if he has any projects coming up. Yeah, so 50 Years of Hip-Hop. Let's see, where are we going to go from there? Rappers. All right, speaking of rappers, this is a little bit of a more of a news story. Tory Lanez, he's a rapper. A couple of years ago,
Tory Lanez?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tory Lanez.
I thought it was Lanez.
Nope, Tory Lanez.
Oops. As you can tell, I've never listened to him. But
pretty good.
A couple of years ago,
He
got in trouble for... He got in trouble. So he's going to prison for 10 years. He's going to be in there for a while. Yeah.
Which is pretty sad. Yeah. And her show off with that.
Yeah.
Because we're about...
Way to end the show.
Hey, we're not done.
We're not done?
Oh.
It's almost 8:30.
Oh, yeah. I have completely lost track of time. Oh,
just
my Lord.
Just say something real fast.
Real quick. We got about a minute.
All right. Probably the last big thing. I've got two really quick big things. Michael Orr from the Blind Side movie back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
He said that the Tui family from the movie actually took advantage of him for money and never actually adopted him. Which is a pretty big story. Hopefully more on that. Probably more of that will come out. And then one last thing. Lil Tay, who was a big influencer back in 2017 when she was 9 years old for flexing her money or whatever.
She's not dead.
There was a statement that came out saying she was. But then she got hacked, apparently.
Oh, wow.
But personally... I don't think she got hacked. There's been a lot of controversy about that. I don't think she did. I think it's just all a big publicity stunt.
Scheme.
Yeah, I mean, her brother's done bad things in the past, like shady things to launch her career. So, yeah, that's the last big story for the day. All right, that's my time. It's 8:30. Wow, that went really fast. I didn't completely lost track of time. All right, so that's the end of the show. Yeah, I don't have an outro made. Just trying to...
Thank you guys for listening to the 411 here on Indy's Giant 90.9, your station variety. You can catch us next week, next Tuesday from 7:45 to 8:30, only on Indy's Giant 90.9 FM.
Yeah, now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Have a good day.
Have a good day, everyone.